Right, turn with us over to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. Book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. And let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God tonight. Found over in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. Verse number 1. My son, I'm glad there's a father tonight. Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. Not a head thing, but a heart thing. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What about that? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Thank you for standing tonight, honoring the reading of the Word of God. I sure am glad I've got a Bible that is reliable tonight. We've heard so much Bible teaching and preaching. A lot of times we become gospel hardened to the Word. But tonight I want to preach simply out of two verses, Proverbs 3 from verses 5 and 6. And we'll preach on this simple subject this evening. On read the directions. Read the directions. Have you ever tried to get something? Maybe you got something new. You'd never been around it before and you simply opened it up and you've seen a big booklet there, a pamphlet, with a lot of screws and nuts and bolts. And you started trying to get things together. And you found out when you got it together, you'd left some very important pieces out of the process. Matter of fact, you had some pieces left in the box and you said, where in the world do these go tonight in life? I'm afraid many times that we just go through the motions and we leave a lot of the most important parts out. We fail to read the directions. Why would God give us these directions? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. Why would God give us those simple instructions? Simply because He doesn't want the Christian life so complicated. But He wants us to practice this basic, everyday, today steps and process that are so basic. Let's look at these tonight on read the directions. First of all, directions are very important. The Bible is very important. Matter of fact, it ought to be more important than our TV remotes. It ought to be more important than our iPhones. It ought to be more important than anything that's in our house tonight is these directions. They are important. I want to say, secondly, they are very impactful. My goodness, directions are so unpacked. It's amazing what you get right when you read the directions. But you know, I'm not one. I don't want to sit down and read a pamphlet this thick. But God knows that, so He simply just gave me two verses. Ken, take time to read these simple two verses. Because these directions are important. They are very impactful. I'll say thirdly, they're very imperative. It does matter what this book says. And I tell you, it's quite impressive. It's amazing what happens in our life when we simply trust the Lord in every situation. So, first of all, let's look in verse number 5. Watch this unerring wisdom. This unerring wisdom. He simply says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. What does it mean to trust the Lord? The description of faith is simply this. It's a belief that trusts. A belief that trusts. Do you have a belief that trusts God tonight? This unerring wisdom. Trust with all of thy heart. You see, belief is simply taking a map. And trust is taking the journey. You can take a map and you never get no place. But if you would put something to that effort and apply trust, you can take that journey tonight. And I sure am glad that belief is taking a map, but trust is taking the journey. In Psalms 118 and verse number 8, in Psalms 118, verse number 8. I want you to look at this powerful little statement here in Psalms 118 and verse number 8. Here, the psalmist David says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. You know, thank God for some folks you can put your confidence in. But some of my biggest life disappointments has not only been in confidence in myself that I let my own self down, but confidence in others that let me down. But let me tell you, God has never let me down. You can confide in God. Do you realize that tonight? Isn't it amazing we can come to an old-fashioned altar and tell God anything and everything? And we can trust Him with what we tell Him. And so here David says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. You know, I realize our economy is booming and doing great. But my confidence is not in politics and in Washington. My confidence is in the Lord. There's some, listen to me tonight, listen to your prayer. There's some of the greatest Christians that has ever breathed a breath of air in this ministry. But I don't have my confidence in them. I have my confidence in Him. You know why I've got my confidence in Him? Because He proves Himself. You don't have to prop our God up. Our God proves Himself. And so here we see this unerring wisdom. In Colossians 2 and verse number 6, here Paul is writing and he says this, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or the measurements of the world, and not after Christ. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, the Bible says simply this, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Tonight, in reading these directions of Proverbs 3, we see an unerring wisdom. But secondly, in our text verses of Psalms 3, not only do you find an unerring wisdom, but I want to say secondly, you'll find a universal warning. A universal warning. Look what it says in verse 5. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't say you got it figured out, because we don't have it figured out. But God, isn't this amazing? God's never had a question. God's always known every answer. God has never had to have a thought, because God is everything, and He's all in all tonight. There's nobody like Him. And here, Solomon is saying this universal warning, lean not. In other words, don't put much effort. Don't put a lot of pressure on your own understanding. You see, when we lean on our own understanding, here problems in our life begin. When I feel like I've got it figured out and I don't need God, and when you don't need God, I want to say this as your preacher tonight, your problems have just first began. And then secondly, not only when we lean on our own understanding, here do problems in life begin, but I want to say secondly, pressures in life build. Pressures in life build. When you're trying to do everything upon your own, you become so overwhelmed and so overweighted that you'll not be able to press on. But I sure am glad that we can cast all our care, our concern upon Him. Why? Because He careth for you tonight. I sure am glad that we're warned in this universal warning. When we lean on our own understanding, problems in life begin, pressures in life build, and pains in life become. Chaos. When we leave God out, it brings chaos. When we leave God out, life gets so overwhelming. That's where we are in America tonight. They've left God out. That's why the Laodicean church age, neither cold nor hot, but just lukewarm. They've left God out and they've leaned to their own understanding. Read the directions. In James 1 and 5, James 1 and 5, the Bible tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, you ever thought about this? Let him ask of God. If you didn't know how to handle a situation, have you ever just put the thing in neutral and got down on your knees and said, God, what I need to do? God, what do I do now? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, watch this, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I'm glad that we've got a God, Brother Larry, that we can talk to, but a God that'll talk back to us. You say, preacher, does God talk to you? Yeah. Through His Word, He does. Through prayer, He does. Through the Spirit of God to my heart, He does. Has He ever said anything to you audibly? No, I've never heard Him. But I know He's said several things to me in my life. Because He proves Himself. And He loves all of His children. You see, read these directions. There is an unerring wisdom. Trust with all the heart. There's a universal warning. Lean not on thine own understanding. Thirdly, there's an unfailing witness. Look in Proverbs 3 and 6. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Now, what's He saying? In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Hey, unfailing witness. You know what He's saying? Brag on Him. He loves for you to brag on Him. We ought to brag on Him in song. When our choir sings, we ought to be singing to the God of glory that sent His Son to die on an old rugged cross for your sin and my sin. Can I tell you, I don't know anybody to brag on, but I do know somebody I can brag on and I can count on tonight. He's worthy of all of our honor and all of our praise. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Or in all thy ways give Him right of way. In all thy ways. In anything that I'm about to do, what does God say about it? My decisions in life, those decisions I make, what is God saying about my decisions? He's very involved. He's very beneficial. And so this unfailing witness in all thy ways acknowledge Him. I want to say, we ought to acknowledge Him in our common affairs. In other words, we down to Piggly Wiggly, we down at the Cost Plus 10, we down at Kroger, we down at Publix, we ought to be saying, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good to me? You know, it's the little things in life where we ought to acknowledge Him. We ought to acknowledge Him in common affairs. It's the little things that I thank God so much for. The times when you thank God don't even know where yet or what you... Some of y'all think I'm crazy. But I saw God do this. It's a couple winters ago out where we live. Y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm not. I saw this. This happened. I had a boat that had come off of the rope. And it drifted across the lake. I got over there to it. I don't remember. I just remember the wind was blowing and it was way too cold to wait out there. And I said, God, I need to get that boat tied up tonight. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get to that. All of a sudden, the wind got up. And the bow of that boat, Brother Jared, blew right around where I was standing. And it's like he had a trolling motor come right over there beside of me on the bank. And just like God said, what you think about that? You see, God
wants us to acknowledge Him in everything that we do in our life. In this common affairs, God's been good to us. God's been good to me. And so here tonight, this unfailing witness, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him in common affairs. But number two, acknowledge Him in complicated affliction. I'd love to tell you, if you love God, tough times wouldn't come. But that's not in our Bible. Matter of fact, those that live for Jesus, you'll notice that hard times do come to us. But aren't you glad there's somebody that'll walk through the hard times with us? Could I ask you something tonight? If everything went perfect, how would you know He's a God that helps if you've ever needed the God to help you that He is tonight? If you was never in a low place, how would you ever experience this God that manifests Himself in low places? God wants us to acknowledge Him not only in common affairs, but in complicated afflictions. And then I want to say this thirdly, in passing on this unfailing witness, not only does God want us to acknowledge Him in our common affairs and our complicated afflictions, but God wants us to acknowledge Him in our crucial affiliations. You'll be surprised who God touches a life. You'll be surprised how you can touch others that nobody else can touch. You think God's not doing anything with you. You'll be surprised how God is using you in life. I want to say, I seen a man last week, 83 years old, he got saved. He's wanting to come to church so bad he can't get here. Hopefully he'll get to come. And Brother Larry, I know you don't mind me saying this, but he brought up your name in that conversation that day. I said, "You know Brother Larry?" He said, Oh yes. He said, "Where does he live?" I said, "Right below the church." He said, "Boy, he's a good man." I said, "Yes, sir, he is." And he got to thinking, you'll never know what lives you're touching in just everyday living. Just in our acquaintances. I told it at camp meeting years ago when I was fishing tournaments a lot. I'd carry my Bible in the motel room when we'd spend the night. And I'd lay it down and I'd read. He even reminded me again last week, Brother Mike. He said, "Brother Ken, it's just something I've never seen a man do like you'd do. You'd bring a Bible in and you'd read it when you was away from home." He said, "I've never seen nobody do that." You'll be surprised. Where you work, where you shop, where you buy your gas, how you can touch the lives of others. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And then, tonight, lastly, not only this unerring wisdom, trust with all your heart. This universal warning, lean not to thine own understanding. This unfailing witness, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. But lastly, did you notice what He said in verse 6? "And He shall direct our paths." There's an unfaltering walk. A unfaltering walk. Let's read it together tonight in verse 6 of Proverbs 3. He says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." You see, if you love God and you put God first, He'll put you in the right pathways. Brother Randy was teaching Wednesday night. A light came on me where I was sitting, Brother Randy, about
If God really wants you someplace, He'll put you there. You're exactly right. If you're walking with God, it's so hard to miss Him because He's so big. And He's so good. Aren't you glad that He's on the pathway of life with us tonight? Aren't you glad that He don't leave us by ourselves? But you see, we've got some directions to follow, and it's up to us whether we will follow the directions. They're there in the Bible. It's up to us whether we will adhere to them or not. He shall direct the paths. Look what He said, verse 1-2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Look for length of days. Long life. Life's good. Somebody shake your little Baptist head tonight. God's been good to us. Why, sure I get up in the morning and hurt. Sure I hurt before I come to church. But honey, God's been good to me. And look at this, what else He said. Not only for length of days and long life, but look at this word right here. Oh, how much money you put on this word? And peace. That's something money can't buy tonight. That's something nobody else can give you but God. Have you got peace with God tonight? Peace. Length of days and long life. I had a thought this morning. Next Christmas, the mark 25 years pastoring this church. I got to thinking, could I make it 50? That'd be 25 years. You math people, I'm 57. 20, I'd be 77, right? Five more, I'd be 82, is that right? I have to break it down basic mathematics. Brother David, I might could make 50 years. Who knows? Brother, I may make it to 82. I can get me a little stool like Charles Stanley. God's been so good to me. This unfaltering walk, and He shall direct our path. So tomorrow, if I want Him to direct my path, what must I do today? Read the instructions. Heed the instructions. And do the instructions. Because God says, and He shall direct our paths. The constraint that God lays upon our hearts in response to our confidence in Him is what He uses to guide our lives. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I say this, I'm done preaching this sermon. I need God to direct my paths with my decisions. I need God to direct my paths and my desires. I need God to direct my paths and my debates. I need God to direct my paths and my direction. I need God. And I come to tell you tonight, you need God. Miss Emily, come.